is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday announced an immediate financial aid of 25,000 rupees from the Chief Minister's Relief Fund for the families affected by the ongoing gas leak at ONGC's well at Patiapar village, Sivasagar district. The leak, which began on 12th June, has displaced about 350 families, forcing them into temporary relief camps. The area remains hazardous due to the continuous high-pressure gas discharge. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday inaugurated the Chitmang Chaiwat nature-based glamping project at Badri Rongdong in South Garo Hills district. The Chief Minister emphasized the importance of balancing environment and development, highlighting the government's commitment to sustainable growth. The Chitmang Chaiwat Eco Tourism Project has transformed 21.48 hectares of land previously scarred by unsustainable practices into a thriving ecotourism tourism destination. The project is expected to create jobs, promote local economic growth, and showcase Meghalaya's natural beauty. A reconstruction of the crime sequence leading to the murder of Indore tourist Raja Raghuvanshi was created at Weisaodong Sora in Meghalaya yesterday. All the five accused persons, including the victim's wife Sonam, were sent to police custody for investigation into the murder. Police said that during interrogation, Sonam admitted to being part of the crime to kill her husband. Investigation to ascertain the motives behind this crime is on. In a significant move to promote tourism and ensure safer and more convenient travel for visitors, a new dedicated tourist taxi stand was inaugurated at Anjali near the Joy parking lot, Shillong, yesterday. The stand, which will cater primarily to the tourists visiting the Mokenryo region, was formally launched by local MLA Bantedor Lingdor in the presence of officials and members of the Jongsha Tourist Taxi Owners and Drivers Association. The association, which operates 23 tourist vehicles across areas like Jongsha, Mokenryo, Nongjerong, Sintung and other scenic locations, will use the new stand as a central pickup and drop-off point for tourists exploring the hill regions of the Khasi Jayantia Hills. The government of Sikkim has decided to replace its large 23-seater Mi-172 helicopter provided by Sky One Airways with a smaller 10-seater aircraft for some other aviation agency. The reasons behind the proposed replacement include poor passenger response, high operational costs, and limited landing access. Additional Chief Secretary, Department of Tourism and Civil Aviation, Government of Sikkim, C.S. Rao, said the government hopes to finalize the new service during the current off-season so that the 10-seater helicopter can be launched by the upcoming tourist season around Dussehra. In Manipur, 14 fresh COVID-19 cases were detected and the number of active cases increased to 33 yesterday. According to the Directorate of Health Services, Manipur, 43 samples were tested for COVID-19 yesterday, of which 14 were found positive. Imphal West is the highest COVID-19 affected district, health officials said. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh, yesterday said that the Northeast will play a key role in driving India's growth. Dr. Singh, who is on a visit to Nagaland, lauded the resilience and contribution of the Naga people towards India's growth journey. He said that the Northeast, particularly states like Nagaland, would play a pivotal role in India's emergence as a global power. The minister made the remark after launching the nationwide Dharti Abha Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan at Wokha village. The union minister urged the youth of Nagaland to embrace innovation, technology-driven agriculture. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.